By the way, this is not a prank. This is not a fake call.
No.
In case you're wondering.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, Brian Marchment, please.
Yep.
Brian.
Yep.
Hey, it's Dunham and Miller at Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Can we talk to you for a sec?
Nope.
We just want to talk to you about the hit last night, the cheap shot.
Nope.
You don't want to talk about it?
Well, I'll talk about it, but not at the hotel.
All right. Would you like to set up an interview?
Sure.
Okay. Would you like to do an interview in person, have one of our reporters get to you, or could you come up here and do our show at some point?
Somebody wants to come to the rink after practice, I'll do it.
What time are you guys practicing today?
I have no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We didn't wake you up, did we?
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like you did. Yeah. You know, the city's really ticked off this morning.
Yeah, well, those things happen.
Yeah, wasn't it kind of a cheap shot?
No, why would you figure it's a cheap shot?
Just because the way you held his knee up as you went into the boards, it seemed very unnatural.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try and cheap shot Joe Newendike. Mm-hmm.
We just hadn't seen anything like this since Hammer hit Mickey Spagnuolo in the Ticket hockey game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably weren't familiar with that.
No.
Well, are you going to kind of be looking over your shoulder on Friday? Do you feel like retribution might be headed your way?
I always got to look over my shoulder.
Do you feel that way? I mean, when you go on the ice, do you feel like you're like the most hated guy on the ice when you go out there? As far as like the fans look at you, not necessarily the players, but how the fans look at you.
Well, am I doing this interview now? I take it.
Well, I guess so. Well, we just started getting into it, and we were having such a nice conversation, we didn't want to end it.
Oh yeah, great.
But you know, it's fun because you've stirred up the fans this morning so much here on the show. In fact, Kiki Vandeweghe used to get booed a lot, and Robin Ventura, the White Sox. You're now like the most hated guy among Metroplex sports fans.
Well, that's not something I'm proud of, that's for sure.
I'll tell you, quickly, can I give you directions to J.J. Pierce High School? there's a guy over there that wanted to meet you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, do you consider yourself like a hitman or a cheap player in any way?
No.
Just a physical player.
Just a physical player. Like, if you guys from down here or wherever had watched hockey 10 or 15 years ago, that's the way the game was played every night, night in and night out. And, then your tough guys came out and got it over with, and there's a 5-on-5, and your finesse players were even involved. And that's the way I watched hockey. That's the way I grew up playing hockey. It's just hockey's changed, and not as much fighting anymore and so on.
Do you think it's just coincidence that you've taken out 3 stars? Why does this stuff seem to happen against the Stars?
They're injury prone.
You think so?
You think so?
So you think? Okay, let me ask you this: Have you thrown out a hit like you did on Newendike on anybody else this year?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you've had the guy's leg while you're going into the boards?
I didn't have his leg. I rode him out and finished my check. It was a clean hit. Actually, I think Ken Hitchcock, their coach, even said it was a clean hit.
Yeah, but
he did.
Yeah.
He has said that publicly. Yes, he has.
He what? Sorry?
I said he has said that publicly. Yes, he has.
Yeah.
As have the other Stars. But just looking at it on a replay, it appears that you held onto his leg when you went into the boards. And that's why I was wondering if you felt like you'd done that to anybody else this year.
I don't know. You guys look into things too much, I think.
Well, we got 4.5 hours to kill.
Yeah, we got a long show. We got a really long show that we got to fill.
Yeah.
Well, all right,
I tell you what, if I sell the T-shirts, you want a cut of them? Like anti-Marchment T-shirts? Brian Bosworth used to do that.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. Where are you guys out of anyways? I've never even heard of this.
Yeah, we're here. We're in Dallas, Fort Worth. It's the Ticket, the all-sports radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it do well?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do really well.
We do really well.
Do you?
Yeah, we're number one.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So.
You promote hockey, or what do you do?
Well,
I don't know if our show is known as like a big hockey show, but we are definitely into it now with the Stars doing so well and everything.
And we get into controversy, and you created a lot of controversy.
Yeah, which is good. That's a good thing.
See, there you go. I'm making you guys money.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, who knows? I'm tired, boys.
All right.
Well, you want to go to sleep?
Yeah, hey, we can relate to that. We only get like 4 or 5 hours every night, so we can relate to a lack of sleep.
We just need to warn you, you are public enemy number one here in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to watch your step today and, of course, tomorrow on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that there's going to be retaliation.
From who?
Either
Mike Kennedy.
Yeah, somebody. Maybe somebody who's scratched.
Yeah. You guys obviously didn't watch the game last night.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yes, we did, too.
Yeah, we watched the game.
Yeah.
That's why we called you. We thought it was a controversial play, so we called you.
Let me ask you this. When Bob Bassan hit you in the third,
yeah.
did that do anything to you, or was that just a run-of-the-mill hit?
Oh, great. I don't know. What is he, $1.60?
So you didn't even feel it, you're saying. I mean, he got airborne, for gosh sakes.
He jumped 2 feet in the air. That's a penalty. You know, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't complain about that stuff. That's hockey. I had fun. If you notice, I kind of had a chuckle on my face after he did it, and there was no penalty call. So, who knows?
Man, you're a bad dude.
Bad dude. No, I'm not.
All right.
Okay.
Well, hey, we appreciate you coming on this morning. Thanks for doing that. But again, you are public enemy number one. Don't forget that.
Thanks for coaxing me into it, boys, and thanks for the wake-up call.
Okay.
Don't rip me too hard.
We've already done that.
We've already done that all day.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, that's Brian Marchment. Wow.
I mean, obviously, I don't want to come off like the egotistical dick here, but, I mean, I think there's a reason you got me on your station instead of Scott Murray.
Yeah, not about that.
I mean, I realize that puts you, I mean, you can't very well say that to people who advertise with you.